Blog Talk Radio.
Another manic Monday. It has been manic, particularly if you've been following the stock market, if you are a Bank of America Chase customer and you get this little pop-up warning, yes, on Friday, I'm sorry, your deposits will be delayed. Bubba, listen to my voice. This is what will happen when we go to digital banking. And by that, I don't mean online banking. I mean digital currency. The banks, the feds, they can screw with your money. They can say, oh, today it's worth nothing. Oh, gee, sorry. You thought you had something? Well, no. Now, I need to walk away from this because I'm not walking away from it. I'm not walking back from it because we've talked about the dangers of crypto. We've talked about the dangers of central digital currency before, but I just want to remind you that life is like it says. It isn't all or nothing. It isn't O or one. It isn't yes or no for many things, although I do have people in my life that's like, well, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about my life will always suck. Oh, why does it always happen? Why do I always break things? Why is my life going It will always be bad. It will never be good. The sunroom will never shine again. Am I being melodramatic? Yes. But for some people, that sort of very limited negative thinking is where they are. Now, we know Skippa from MSFP crew, right? Skippa goes, what's the use of being negative? Stay positive. Which, I'm sorry, Skippa, all apologies to you. Totally, totally mutilated that. And speaking of apologies, I really do need to apologize. I remember last week we talked about putting mental health resources on the Splendificus Foundation's landing page. Right now, those things are still in negotiation. Those are not yet a possibility. I am apologizing now because that is not in place yet. Do I expect it to be? Yes. Why? Because I am not engaging in binary 0 or 1 thinking. Okay. I am manifesting positively to the universe that not in 2023, but in 2024, we will have links to these mental health resources for all of you. Why? Because that is a Splendificus Foundation's core message. Core as in who we are down deep. One, we are for artists, by artists, and two, we are here to support the community's mental health. And there has been a lot going on in terms of mental health, in terms of things that are tragic, in terms of things that affect us deeply to our core and make us maybe question who we are and what we believe and what we listen to. Right? Now, y'all know last week MG kind of revealed her own little meltdown with this or one thinking. I have something for you. And this is from my cousin Jeffrey. Okay? He says, think the best of each other, especially those you say you love. Assume the good and doubt the bad. Now, does this mean you're going to go punk up and let people beat up on you? No. It absolutely does not. We need to be clever about that, which is why I've recycled two husbands. Okay. We need to be clever about that. And by clever, I mean, don't be in an abusive relationship. Now, by that, I mean physically abusive, because I know people that have had this, just have really been physically worked over to the point of being to the point of escaping with their life, and barely. Do you want to know the good thing? Now, they could have let that experience sour them on all men, period, because they had been involved with someone. And this particular person is very persuasive, comes off being very charismatic, and wins people over that way. However, this person's companion started covering themselves up, hunching themselves over, and slowly, physically trying to disappear. Fortunately for them, they had people around them that assumed the good about them, that they were still a good person, that they needed help. And scooped them up, helped them to find ways to be healthy, be stronger. And now this particular person has a wonderful relationship, has a family where they used to have a haunted look in their eyes. I see strength and confidence and joy. So how do we get from my life is terrible all the time? Well, we're going to talk about that. And what does this have to do with my checkbook? And I'm really hating myself when I say checkbook. What does this have to do with my bank balance? Okay. You've heard MG give you the realness on this before. In that, a poor attitude towards your own health, towards your own everything, kind of really screws around with your thinking. You start thinking, I deserve to be hurt. I deserve to be, fill in any number of things. I deserve to be hungry, homeless. And the current community health situation does not help. And by that I mean, well, people are only living on the street in tents because they choose to. No! They don't. I know quite a few people that do not choose to live on the street. It is not a choice for them. The speed of technology has overtaken them. They thought they had more time. They thought they would be able to retire, and all of a sudden everything is gone. They've gone through their savings. They're out on the street and they're living in tents. And guess what? The average age of a homeless person is in their 50s. It's this really weird bipolar bubble. And by that, I mean you either have children. By that, I mean, you know, 10, 12 or younger. Sleeping in cars, living on the street. You have 50 and older. These two disparate populations. Why? I'm going to lay this right at the feet of where it should be. Real wages adjusted in terms of inflation have been flat since the 1970s. And if you don't believe me, go to Stanford and talk to Robert P. Reich, former Secretary of Labor. And he will agree with me. So it's not just MG just spouting stuff out. No, no. This is basic macroeconomic theory. So how does that translate to your pocketbook? It means you need to be like Money Girl in that you are constantly learning, constantly upgrading your skill. What else do I need to learn? And looking ahead, which means you can't have this closed all or nothing mindset, right? Looking ahead going, huh. All of a sudden, people are needing to map things out. That means I need to have GIS. And by GIS, I mean geographic information systems. Being able to take those models and make these beautiful maps, in the words of Dr. Jing Liu, and be able to say, okay, we can put this demographic here, we can put this demographic here. And all of a sudden, people have more information about how things come together. Okay, so how does that translate into trigger warnings? Well, let's see. Did you know that much as people have emotional trigger warnings, there are financial trigger warnings? Things like buy now, last one left, inventory low, super low, amazing prices, we'll never see this again. Sound familiar? Sound like pretty much every single flyer ad, walk into a sales floor to go buy a car, which by now, even that is changing, okay? Even what used to be really good, sales, you used to be able to if you were good at doing that, you can make money. Not anymore. So you need to figure out all these very physical, human-centric jobs will be phased out. AI is phasing them out, and it's happening a lot faster than anyone saw or predicted even 10 years ago, even 5 years ago. So we need to be on top of this. So we've talked about some of the financial triggers. Why do we have these financial triggers? They're based on you panicking. Oh my goodness, things are getting scarce. Oh my goodness, I need to have that. Oh my goodness, I want it. It's the last one and I will be able to have it and no one else will be able to have it. It's building. It's building on that kind of mentality and desire, all mine, no one else, me, mine, me, mine. And you will do what you have to do to possess it. We saw this with people spending, we won't discuss, but exorbitant amounts to possess the very last McRib sandwich. First off, the McRibs aren't that great. Second off, it is a perishable, ephemeral thing. And why would you pay over market price, which if you think that McDonald's is just giving these away for their cost, no. We'll walk that back and we'll walk through the cost chain. And we've talked about, Money Girls talked about this before. We've talked about it before, the whole how costs feed into by the time you get here, and it's more than Bidenflation. It's every step along the supply chain is going to get their piece. So by the time it comes to you, it takes a larger and larger percentage of your income. Okay, that is the realness. I told you, Money Girl will always give you the realness. All tea, no shade. Okay, so speaking of tea, how does this turn into a trigger warning? Well, we've talked about it. Buy it now. You know, last one. This sense of urgency. Okay, so those are all triggers. And now we know people that will say, oh, it's a trigger. Oh, I'm triggered. And people will make fun of it. These happen to be real things. Money Girl has her own triggers. I promised you the realness. And for MG, it's feeling voiceless, feeling powerless. So that at 8 o'clock when I was trying, 7 o'clock when I was trying to get on and I couldn't get on, and I couldn't do the show and I had to edit the show, I lashed out. I was triggered. I'm just like, why are you not responding to me? Why aren't you answering my text? Why aren't you doing this? And then I looked and I saw the little button that said premium support. So I pressed it and I looked at what I may or may not have been doing incorrectly. Was able to remedy the problem. So Money Girl was triggered. Okay, Money Girl was triggered. Money Girl was probably being, actually, not probably, was acting in a less than calm and rational manner. Okay. So I'm up there with my boss at Splendificus. Just like, why are you doing this to me? You never answer my calls. You don't respond to my texts. If this were one of my coworkers, you would have been there. Sound familiar? All or nothing. And when we get stuck in this pattern, we don't see how inaccurate it is. We don't see how it's hurting our emotional and physical health. So we need to, like I said, focus on certain things. Some of them are our self-worth, like, well, you're just a bad human being. Remember Jeff's quote? That we assume the good about people and doubt the bad. Now, that's not to say if someone sends off creepy stalker psychopathic vibes that you don't avoid them. Not at all. Those our brain picks up on. That's a survival instinct, right? That is absolutely a survival instinct. The things we've learned from, like, are those the eyes of a jaguar or Bob, my friend? Well, you'll find out pretty soon. But seriously, when you're in a situation and the hair on the back of your neck stands up and there's just something not right, you need to trust that. That is the little hind brain, the little lizard brain in the back of your skull screaming, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Okay? Some other things that we need to work on. All or nothing, like I'm talking about. Seeing something as either good or bad. Using the words, well, I always mess up. I always forget to attach the schedule to my income tax. I always forget my W-2. Isn't necessarily the case. And believe me, if you do, the IRS will remind you and you won't make that mistake again. So there again, that's all or never, and all or never financial thinking. Okay. Like what happened to one of the people I know. I was in a relationship and it ended. I must not be good enough. Oh my goodness, child, the person nearly took you to death's door. And yes, that is an extreme example. But to turn around and say, well, maybe it was something I did. It is a deep pit. It is the duck, which is one that you need to avoid, which is why MG is bringing this to you. Well, I must not deserve it. I'm not good enough. You're mislabeling a situation and making a broad statement, a broad brush. Usually that's not correct. Jumping to conclusions. Like, oh my goodness, I found that up. Everyone's laughing at me. They're mocking me. No, it isn't all or one. And most of the time, honestly, Money Girl's invisible. All right? Money Girl is invisible.
Well, how can you say you're invisible, MG?
There are just some things. And fortunately, MG has not had her life curated. Okay? We're going to say that, suffice it to say. All right? So these are some of these things that are inaccurate, right? Blaming yourself for something that involves something else, like, in the case with my boss, I really need your help. Why aren't you responding to my texts? Why aren't you responding to my phone calls? Oh, they didn't call me back. They must be mad at me. Oh, why are they doing this when I need them? Now, can you see here how irrational that sounds? Right here, all tea, no shade. So what would be a better way? Well, there are a lot of different factors. It's Tuesday night. It's Monday night. And I know there's football games, and I know that other people are working on other projects during that time. So maybe there's something else going on that I'm not aware of, but I'm not getting, have you figured out what the core of all this is? I'm not getting what I think I should be getting right here, right now. It's not happening. Why is it not happening? Starting to make sense now? I'm not getting what I want. My bank balance isn't what I want. Well, clearly someone at the office is slagging me. Well, clearly they're not paying me enough and they don't value me. Well, if you're flipping burgers, Bubba, you're fungible. And by fungible, y'all have heard me use this word before. Fungible means you can be replaced. That you are fungible means a thing that is indistinguishable from another thing. 10,000 screws in the drawer. How are you going to tell one from the other? They're all one inch long, 16 threads, quarter inch head, and you need a Phillips screwdriver. See what I mean? You can't tell screw number one from screw 10,000. So there may be many factors, and it isn't O or one, you know, fungible, but I'm digressing. I wake up in the hospital feeling terrible. I must have done something bad. I must have done something. Clearly, I did not fold his t-shirts the right way. I didn't fold his socks the right way. I didn't do the laundry when I was supposed to. It must be my fault. No, that is inaccurate, incorrect thinking. I don't have money. I feel guilty. I must have done something bad. I did so poorly on this assignment. I got an 83 on my last exam. I must really be a crappy student. Why do I even do this? Why do I even stay in this class? Sound familiar? That's a real life thing. That was like 3 weeks ago. Actually, no, it was, I got an 83 on the exam. I know I can bring myself up. There are three other exams. I did it to myself. I didn't study. I clicked the wrong button. We've talked about this on this show. But do you start to hear how these can apply to you financially and your financial decisions? These things, I'm telling you how to avoid these traps and to start replacing them with positive things. What's the use of being negative? Hang on to the positive. Doubt your doubts, doubt your fears. When good things happen, believe them. This is all part of the continuing series focusing on your financial and mental health. Why? Because I care about you. I would not be doing this if I didn't feel it was critically important in the world. I will catch you next week on Monday at 8 o'clock. And until then, we'll catch you on the flip side. Money Girl, out.